AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. We are back. Did take a week off, but of course I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. I am a little sick. Sorry if I sound a bit stuffy on the microphone here, but you know, we obviously had to come back for obviously had that week off, no games, but Super Bowl coming up just a couple days.
Yes.
And yeah, it's exciting times, obviously. Chiefs and Eagles, so you know, not everyone's favorite matchup.
Yeah, definitely our
we weren't really hoping for that last time we checked.
Yes, which is unfortunate, but it's still the Super Bowl. It's gonna be a good game. So, and also episode 69, David Bakhtiari.
Bang. Okay, I wasn't gonna know any. I wasn't gonna know anyone, but yeah. So I mean, a lot. Kind of a different type of episode. Obviously, it is a Super Bowl special.
As always, the Super Bowl special always gets the most views.
Yeah, so I mean, don't really have much news, really. I mean, we can just kind of talk about what happened in the last couple games. It was a little bit ago, but
yeah,
you know, still mention it. And then we had the NFL awards last night as of us recording this. So
got to go over those. Yeah, and then we got some locks to, you know, the Super Bowl is one of the biggest betting games of the entire year. Everyone does it, and
I think I saw on the news today, like, there was over, like, $1 billion in bets already placed.
Which is just crazy.
Which is crazy how much money that the sports books be making. But, yeah, I mean, we got some locks. We got some more fun props.
Mm-hmm.
We can give our thoughts on the game. So,
all right,
a lot to come up. Let's get it rolling.
Let's go. All right, so let's talk about these NFC and AFC championship games where one of the games ended up being very good, the other one very boring. So we can start with that one first. Commanders versus Eagles, and Eagles just stomped them. And it was mostly because of Saquon. If I had to say so myself, Saquon with 118 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. And it felt like every time I was just looking at the score, he had another big run. And
yeah, I do remember predicting this. I remember I said that was what they had to stop was the run game. Because I forget who...
Which, that's actually funny you say that, because going back, you actually said Commanders and I said Eagles.
I was doing the disagreement. I was going based off what I wanted.
Yeah, that's...
Not what I thought. But that's fair. I know they kind of struggle with the Lions on that. But yeah, we kind of knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Not really much to say. Not a close game. I think the Commanders actually scored first, though.
But
I was watching it.
They would have scored. No, they didn't. I'm pretty sure Eagles scored first. Unless the Commanders scored a field goal first.
But, like, it was not, like... They started just piling on these points at the end.
Like,
it wasn't that...
Going into halftime, it was 15.
They scored
15.
21 in the fourth quarter.
True. Halftime, it was 15 to 27, which is still a two-score game. But, yeah, I mean... It just got ugly, and the Eagles just kind of dominated them. 55 points is a lot, and no shade to Jaden Daniels. He played really good. Their run game just got cooked. The Eagles' defensive line is just so good with just straight criminals on it.
Really?
Like, what's his name? Jalen Carter.
What did he do?
He did something at Georgia. He was, like, speeding.
Come on.
I think he was drunk driving or something.
Hey, we've all been there. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, that was a game we kind of thought, you know, did want to root for the rookie QB. But, you know, obviously he did. He won an award. So,
yeah.
Still got something. Still a great season for them all around. And then the AFC, the Chiefs and Bills, which...
was a very good game.
Yeah, unfortunately a familiar sight. I mean, yes. I just gotta feel bad for the Bills fans. I mean,
yeah,
seems like an every year thing.
They got their MVP award, so they're not completely screwed. But
yeah, I'd say very well deserved.
Josh Allen he played good. And then did he get the first down? That was
controversial. And wasn't there also the the interception thing?
Oh, the catch,
like,
yes.
There was who was intercepting it? The Bills were intercepting it?
The Bills were intercepting it, and then I think it was Worthy that tried to catch it. And, I mean, the ball hit the ground. Neither of them had possession, and the ball hit the ground. Should be incomplete. But then I don't know how you say, okay, even if it was caught by someone, I mean, the Bills guy had his hands around it.
Yeah, that seemed like it was a little bit rigged.
Yeah, I know.
And then they just had the field goal.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the usual Chiefs fashion.
And it is, like, funny. Now, like, the refs put out a statement talking about how it's not rigged. And then even during, like, the press conferences for the Super Bowl, some guy goes up to Travis Kelce. He goes, "Yo, Travis, what do you like more, Taylor Swift or Ghost roughing the passer penalties on third down?" And
what did he say?
He just said no, like, next question.
So he doesn't like Taylor Swift?
I guess not. But, yeah, so gotta feel bad for the Bills. But hey, I will say I'm now a Chief fan.
Aiden does have some Kansas roots. He can legally.
Yeah, but I will not be cheering for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's just because, you know, being in Pittsburgh, there's a lot of, you know, Philadelphia fans.
Yeah,
that just start to come out and get a little irritating.
Yeah, it's and then like it's crazy. The Chiefs are going for a three-peat, which it is funny, a lot of Packers fans, they say it's not been done, but all the Packers fans are like, no, in 1930 we won three straight championships.
Yeah, those were Mickey Mouse championships.
Well, it's funny because people are like, dude, like, we had separate water fountains for different people back then. It's like, does that really count? Which I don't think it counts. I think once the Super Bowl started, then they count. But
it's funny. I mean, there's like what, like eight teams.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, that brings us to this weekend.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Eagles. I mean, we can talk about that in a bit, but we do. We had some awards last night. So
yes.
Definitely want to mention those and see. I know we had some predictions at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So looking at these awards. Most valuable player, Josh Allen, which what were your, I think it's very deserved as well. People will say Lamar had better stats. Even though he did, I still think that, like, I don't know. When you talk about most valuable player, I think that Josh Allen was more valuable to his team than Lamar was.
Yeah, I don't really see any other QB really taking the Bills. I mean, the Bills are still all around good team, but
yeah. I don't know. And then looking back at the beginning of the season, we both put in our MVP awards. I said Joe
Hurts.
Burrow. You said Hurts.
Who was closer, though?
Joe Burrow was a finalist. So I think
Hurts?
No.
But he's in the Super Bowl.
Well, Josh Allen's odds were at plus 850, which could have won a pretty penny with that, if you put that.
Yeah, that's a good value.
Yeah, and then Offensive Player of the Year.
Offensive Player of the Year doesn't look like we...
I mean, we both. Mine was terrible. I said Breece Hall.
I said CeeDee Lamb, which I don't even. I mean, this wasn't his like amazing year, but
yeah.
I
mean,
don't know what he was.
The top three biggest or lowest odds for Offensive Player of the Year at the beginning of the season all just had pretty bad years, and then Saquon at plus 2,200. Ends up winning it. That's well deserved.
Yeah,
I mean
over 2,000 yards.
Yeah, you gotta win
just
it.
A beast
at that point. And then going over to Defensive Player of the Year,
kind of a
where
crazy
Pat Surtain wins. And I do think he's had a good season. I mean, obviously, I'm not watching him a ton, but I do know when he's targeted, he does a very good job, and he doesn't get targeted a lot because of how good he is. And so I think it's pretty. pretty well deserved. I mean, I don't know. They did show, I'm not sure if anyone else saw this, but when they were showing him, they put up a graphic that said Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett.
And dude, as a broadcaster, Aiden feels that's a silly mistake.
That's a bad mistake. Someone might get fired for that. So, yeah. Both at the beginning of the season, me and Vinny both said Max Crosby, which...
Yeah, I mean...
It's future Packer, Max Crosby.
Raider. Future Steeler, maybe.
No.
But yeah, I mean, Surtain wasn't even on the radar for these...
for at least the top
ones. So he's
probably
plus a ton. Maybe like 5,000 at least.
Yeah, and then Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jayden Daniels, of course, wins. I mean, there's a couple people who are close, but...
+500, Aiden
and I did predict that.
He didn't actually put his money where his mouth was.
I didn't, but I did predict Jayden Daniels to win, so...
I said Bo Nix.
Bo Nix was definitely up there. Yeah, I think, I mean, everyone on this list, like Malik Nabers had a great season...
Drake May. I mean,
they don't even have Brock Bowers on here, which Brock Bowers I think was probably the second highest odds. Maybe
McConkey he did pretty good, and he is +4,000.
Yeah, so not bad. And then Defensive Rookie of the Year goes to Jerod Verse, which I mean, I didn't know any of these rookies.
Yeah, we both said Dallas Turner.
Who I think still had a very good year. He's on the Eagles, I believe. And I think
he's
on
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so he had a very good year, I believe. And then last but not least, or I guess we have a couple other ones, but NFL Comeback Player of the Year, which is what we were guessing at the beginning of the season. I went with Kirk Cousins, who was bad. Yours was even worse at Anthony Richardson.
He wasn't bad.
And Joe Burrow at +250 odds. That's... should have been so free.
Yeah, what were people thinking?
Yeah, like, why did we not place that? That was free money. So, those are all the big ones, and then looking at some of the other winners from the night. Coach of the Year, Kevin O'Connell.
Aiden was surprised by this.
I was a little surprised, but I do think that I think that's deserved overall, because, I mean, he took Sam Darnold to a 15-win team, so...
That's true.
I think that's pretty impressive. And then the Walter Payton Man of the Year award goes to Eric Armstead, who is on the Jags.
I don't really care to say I know much about what he's done for the community.
I just can't believe he's on the Jags. I thought he was still on the Saints.
Isn't he kind of... he's old, I mean.
Yeah, he is old.
I've been recognizing that name for a while now.
Yeah, so those were all the big awards. I mean, I think I think most were pretty obvious, or most people were guessing them. So, yeah, so that's all we got for that. But I guess now we can head into some locks for the Super Bowl. All right, so as you know, me and Vinny are a little betting men.
We're both
not very good.
Both 21 now.
Yeah, we both.
It was my birthday recently.
Yeah, so we're on DraftKings, you know, doing our thing, and so you know, I got a couple locks. I wouldn't recommend parlaying them all together, but I do think a lot of these should hit.
Do you think you should preface this by saying your betting record for 2025?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I have hit 3 in a row, so I'm on a bit of a hot streak. But all right, so chime in whenever you like or dislike something. First off, little simple, AJ Brown anytime touchdown. I think he is playing a little quiet throughout this playoffs. And the Chiefs, they have a very good secondary, very good everything. And whenever there's a better secondary, I actually feel that they go to A.J. Brown more because he loves hitting his slant routes. He loves doing stuff. And whenever there's a better secondary, you can't just air it out deep. And I think that's going to mean he gets the ball more. So I'm very confident in A.J. Brown being a big part of this next game. And then next up, Mahomes over 251.5 yards. So his over-under is at 251.5. I think he's going to go over. I could see them throwing the lot a lot this game. Eagles' defensive line is really good. And as you saw in the Commanders game, they weren't able to run the ball at all. Jaden Daniels gets 255 yards. I think same thing will happen with Mahomes. So
I like that.
All right, next up. This one, bit risky. Hurts, 1+ INT at +112. I think that this is a bit riskier, but the Chiefs know how to get the ball. They know how to force turnovers. For plus money. I'm actually don't know if they've gotten a turnover or a INT. They haven't gotten an INT yet this postseason, but that just means they're due.
But is Hurts really? I mean, how many has he been throwing recently?
I think he's been throwing a decent bit.
I mean, if we're expecting it to be a lot of passing offense, then yeah.
Yeah, like
for plus money, that's a valid little sprinkle.
Let's see. This season, he actually only threw 5. Almost all of his INTs were. He just doesn't throw the ball, so I don't know. It's risky, but I think they're gonna be down late, and they're just gonna have to air it out. I don't know. We'll see. Next up, Kelce. His over under is 61.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to go over. I can see, once again, Mahomes, I think, is going to have to air out the ball a lot. Kelce, it's a big game for him. I think he's due for a pretty big game this postseason. So.
And Taylor Swift will be in attendance.
Of course. And also, I'm... The audio listeners and just everyone won't understand this, but right now, so I looked up Jalen Hurts to see his stats. On ESPN, it says Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and then there's a picture of Kenny Pickett.
I don't know. This could be Kenny Pickett's
Kenny Pickett gets in the Super Bowl, that's...
If he gets into, like, Neil or something, that'd be...
That's crazy.
I'd be happy for the guy.
Oh, I would, too. Then next up, another tight end from Kansas City, Noah Gray, over 11.5 receiving yards. He will get one catch a game, sometimes two, and I'm not sure the last time he's gotten actually under 11.5. I feel like he's always getting the ball. I guess he didn't get the ball at all in this last game. So it seems like he's either a...
I mean, he was, like, kind of go bigger. Like, he had those two touchdown games. Like, he's kind of go bigger. I feel like that's just one catch, though. And, like, they're obviously going to be, like, shaking things up. They're going to be, like, you know, trying to keep the Eagles on their toes.
And I just think he's going to get the ball. It makes sense that he would.
And the Noah Gray touchdown. Yeah. It was, like, plus, what, like, 500?
Yeah, Noah Gray touchdown.
Just
sprinkled
that, just...
I could see him getting it, so... Yeah, there's that. And then this one, controversial, but I am going Saquon under 111.5 rushing yards.
Is that what his is set at?
It's 111.
That's so much.
And I don't know, the Chiefs defensive line is pretty good. They held the Bills. I mean, James Cook had 85, and I think one of those was a huge run. So, I don't know. I can see. And also, I'm predicting the Chiefs to go up early, which means the Eagles are going to run less. So.
Well, we have to keep in mind, we can talk about this later, but I was looking back at the last Super Bowl when these two faced each other a couple years ago.
Yes.
And the Eagles actually were up early. Fairly solid, and then the Chiefs were the ones that came back.
Interesting.
So it is, you know, and that was a different game. I think Mahomes was injured in it too, or something.
Yeah.
So it is a different game.
It's crazy just how many Super Bowls
they've basically been a Super Bowl for our entire college career.
Yeah, no, they have. There's not been a year where we've been in college.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean that last Super Bowl that was a pretty good Super Bowl. And Mahomes actually only had 182 passing yards in that game, which seems not right at all. But who knows? All right. So, then next up, this one's another Mahomes one. Mahomes to have 100-plus yards in each half at minus 105. It seems a bit risky. I don't think you can put it into a parlay, which does make me not want to do it as much. But
it seems, it seems
100 like, plus yards in each half, it should happen.
I still think it's going to be like at this last game. It was very close down to the field goal at the end.
Yeah, so I can see this being a high scoring, which brings me to my next one, over 48.5 total points. I mean, that's 24 points each. I think they should both be scoring 24 plus points. So, although the Chiefs are this season have been struggling.
They've been bricking.
They've been struggling to score. I mean, they're what? Last game was 32, which actually is the first time all season they've scored over 30 points. So, that's something to look out for, which does bring me to my next one. Chiefs -1.5. If I had to choose one, I'm taking Chiefs.
I was taking the alt spread at Chiefs +3.5. Because, like,
I would probably last
Super Bowl
was
a field goal game. Every Chiefs win's basically a field goal nowadays.
Yeah.
So
I think that's safer. But, yeah, if I had to choose one, I think I'm choosing Chiefs. And then this is just another random one. Xavier Worthy, first touchdown at +1,100. It's random, but I could see him just randomly getting it. He got a touchdown in their last game. I could see him just getting that tutty and securing it. So, yeah, those are some of my locks. I guess we'll see next week how I did.
See how much Aiden net profited or lost.
Yeah, it would probably
Luckily, I have a lot of free bets from signing up some places, so I just kind of basically made, like, just so much random things. Like, if I don't make any, I'm going to be really surprised.
Yeah, we'll see. So then Vinny's got a couple fun little props, so...
Yeah, you know, Super Bowl's always got some special props here. We can talk... But the first one, you obviously know the classic national anthem. This year is John Batiste, or Batiste, I don't know how you say that.
Is that, like, the actor?
I actually don't know. But he's no stranger to singing national anthems, I'll say that. The line is set at 120.5 seconds.
Oh, I think I recognize
it. So basically 2 minutes.
Okay.
So, seems like you got a good voice. But basically 2 minutes. We do have some stats here. He actually sang two national anthems in 2017. At the All-Star game for the NBA, he was at exactly 120 seconds. Wow. But this included a long piano intro. I did just listen to it.
Okay.
So he added an intro.
Wow, you're listening to them.
And then, cause it was on there. and then he also did one at the U.S. Open in 2017. I don't know if they mean...
I feel like...
I don't know what they mean, which U.S. Open.
Honestly, if I had to choose, I think I'm going over 120.5.
Really?
I think this is... So he gets about 120 in the other ones.
No, well, he got easily under 120 when he didn't do a piano thing.
But still, this is a Super Bowl. He's definitely
going to... Yeah. I don't hate the over. I actually don't know where you can bet on these, but I would...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find later, but yeah, I would hit you.
Okay. All right, then...
Next one.
Yeah, let's see.
Obviously a classic, Kendrick Lamar opening halftime show song. Right now, the current favorite, I mean, I can read some of these. Humble is the favorite at minus 155. Not Like Us, plus 200. Squabble Up, plus 300. Swimming Pools, plus 600. I mean, that's the first couple. And then you got some classics after Money Trees, Don't Come Up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All Right.
I don't know what I would have to choose.
I mean, people are... Humble just does seem...
Yeah, because it starts off and it's like, boom, boom.
Wait, wasn't he in it a while ago?
He was, and he did All Right.
Yeah, I doubt he'd do that again. Like,
first. If I had to guess, I think Not Like Us is going to be one of the last ones, actually.
Yeah. Maybe you could fade Not Like Us.
I'm definitely fading Not Like Us.
Humble, I don't know. Humble just does kind of seem like the perfect start. Everyone knows it.
I might go Not Like All These New Gens. I think he's going to go with a new gen.
But that song's mid.
I still think he's going to choose
a new song. I still think that they're going to bring Drake out.
They're not.
Or maybe SZA.
It's SZA. But they're not going to bring Drake out.
Yeah. Let's just say the Rihanna one was better.
Than what? This one that hasn't happened yet.
Because she was pregnant, she still put on a show.
Kendrick is going to put on a show, trust me.
Okay, he did just win the Grammy.
Five Grammys.
Yeah, all just because of Drake.
No. I do think my prediction would be Squabble Up.
Plus 300, that's valid. I do think it's going to be Humble.
Humble's a good guess.
Yeah. Next one here.
This one's so random.
I don't know. It came up on some websites I was looking at, but it's actually the Tom Brady's tie color prop, which I don't know if you know like who the announcers are for this
game. Yeah, it's Tom Brady and Kurt.
Is that good?
I would prefer not.
Because Tom Brady, he does have experience playing against Mahomes in Super Bowls.
That's true.
So he can give us an insight like no other.
Yeah, I mean, for this, his tie color...
Yeah, right now, current favorite's blue. Well, these aren't actually in order, because we're thinking, okay, he's probably not going to wear red or green, because that'd be supporting one specific team. So, like, blue, plus 175, yellow, plus 1,200, black, plus 1,200. I could see black. I don't know.
I think I would go blue.
If I had blue to choose anything. Pretty, I guess that's in the middle of green and red.
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah, for plus money, throw that in a parlay.
Yeah.
And then those are like the ones I found. Aiden found just a couple like other ones. I don't know if these are like real per se, but they're kind of the usual ones.
Yeah.
Gatorade color, I mean, I don't really...
I don't know any of the odds. I did actually see that, I think, blue or yellow/green got moved to like minus 125 or something. Which...
I feel like people could know, like...
Yeah.
Like, imagine your friend works on the sideline. He's like, yo, hammer green.
Yeah.
You just put a ton of money. I mean.
I would go. I don't think it's going to be yellow green. I don't think it's going to be red pink. I'm going to go with blue, is my prediction.
Okay. I don't really have a prediction. Another one's on here is first commercial after kickoff. You have beer at plus 200, fast food plus 250, tech plus 300, movie trailer, insurance.
Insurance at, I mean, these are all fake odds, but insurance at this plus 500. I think insurance is...
I mean, well, we'll probably see a Geico.
Yeah, like MJM, maybe a Progressive. Liberty. I think that's a pretty good... Yeah.
I mean, while we're talking about commercials, I did want to mention this. I looked up, when I was looking up some of these props, for the commercials this year, like I was looking at the prices, because obviously, you know, a 30 second slot in the Super Bowl is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like this year, or at least 2024. Last year, it cost $7 million.
Good lord.
For a 30-second. And to put that in perspective, in 2016, less than 10 years ago, was $4.25 million. So, Is it inflation? Is it people watch the Super Bowl more? I don't know.
That's almost how much money it costs to just go to the Super Bowl nowadays, too.
Yeah, I mean, what? Tickets are...
I think it's like $7,000.
Yeah. That's insane.
It's so...
And then also, to put that into perspective even more, if you want to get a 30-second ad for Game 7 of the 2018 World Series, it was $500,000.
That's
as
it?
As opposed to $5 million for the Super Bowl that year. However, and also, 30-second ad in the Oscars in 2019 was $2.6
million. Really?
Where in 2019 for the Super Bowl was $5.2 million. So, yeah, it looks like the Super Bowl is, like, the biggest, I'd say, TV event in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's basically like the World Cup
of
us.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how people, I don't know, like I guess you, I don't know. I never really understood commercials.
Oh, I've always loved the commercials.
But yeah, but like you're kind of, I don't think you're really watching it to like buy a product.
Oh yeah, no, but you're just watching, see a funny
commercial and then yeah. Like what?
I mean, you remember commercials.
Yeah, but like that like, doesn't
mean. Don't you remember Puppy Monkey Baby? We all went to school the next day and everyone was like, "Yo, did you
I
see?"
I actually don't remember that.
That's crazy.
I only know like Doritos ones, but like that doesn't make me buy Doritos.
Yeah, no, but it's still, I think it's more just the fun of it, you know?
That's true. Actually, let's see. I got a couple more here on this website that I think are actually real.
Okay.
So, oh, this one. The Drake curse. Who will Drake be betting on? Ooh, okay. The Chiefs are minus 170. Eagles Drake plus to be 130 bet. To place a bet on them.
Yeah, I think he's going to go with the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, but he's always fake.
I know he always. Dude,
he's been missing a lot.
He's a fake. I will say.
Other ones on here that look interesting. Will a player get a concussion?
Yeah, or that's
leave and not return. +120 for yes. I don't know.
That's not terrible odds. I mean, I would sprinkle, but then like you're cheering on a player yeah. to get a concussion.
I don't know really where they're actually gonna let you.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
This one, pretty interesting. How many players will have a passing attempt? Over under 2.5, so pretty much anyone except
one of the QBs. I saw something about, like, a flea flicker, and it was plus, I think, 300 for yes. And I could see a
flea flicker. You ever think about, like, the Philly special?
Yeah.
Dude, that'd still be in the playbook.
Maybe.
That would be, is there any other ones here where it's saying number of beers sold? I mean, line's at 120,000. Is this at the stadium?
How many times will Taylor Swift be shown? That's a classic.
This line's set at 5.5.
Oh, 5.5. Does that count after the game if they win, do you think?
I
if it
know,
counts after the game, then like...
If it counts after the win, then you're pretty much saying if the Chiefs win, they're going to be showing her.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, yeah, definitely. Gatorade color. They have the purple as a favorite on here.
Interesting. This one has, will a player cry? Which, during the national anthem, it says plus 400, yes. I mean, these are fake odds, but like, there's no way a player doesn't cry during the national anthem. You know? I feel like it's just so free that they will. I don't know. And then, will an offensive lineman score a touchdown? Some of these odds are pretty crazy.
I mean, yeah, those are the most interesting ones. I don't know if I'm actually going to bet on any of them.
Yeah, I probably won't. That's basically just throwing away your money. So, yeah. But then looking at some other ones we got, I mean, there's just so many crazy bets. I mean, heads or tails? I would go heads. This one says any player or coach cries, both -115. I think they definitely will. I keep seeing this one, and I don't know what it is. If the Chiefs win, will Andy Reid be doused in barbecue sauce after the game? I don't get it either. I guess I would go no. I don't get that one at all. I guess this is the thing. Will the chains be used? How many times? Over under 1.5?
Well, if you count the Chiefs moving the ball.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, I like the ones that's like, who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? I mean, I'm going God.
I don't know who is very religious on these teams.
I think Mahomes has thanked God in the past.
Okay. I don't know about Hurts, but those are, or Saquon, but those are your favorites.
Yeah, so there's definitely some weird things. I'm excited. It should be a very good game. So I say we just hop right into our prediction for the Super Bowl. All right, so we can get into our Super Bowl 58 predictions. should be a good one. And we'll just do, I guess, who we got in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP. And yeah, so for me, I'm going Chiefs Super Bowl. And then I don't know if Mahomes is going to be MVP. I could see it going somewhere else.
I mean, is Kelsey like, I mean,
Kelsey's probably up there. I'm just going to go.
Could you see a sneaky defensive?
I was thinking a sneaky, like maybe McDuffie. Maybe a sneaky McDuffie 2-pick game.
Something like that?
I could see that, actually. But I'm just going to go Chiefs win. They win. Score, I'm going 35-28. And then, 35-28, Chiefs win, Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, lock it in.
Okay, I don't hate that. I'm kind of with you on the, I'm kind of got my hopes very low as far as, like, will something crazy happen. I think it's going to be Chiefs. They're just more experienced in the playoffs. Obviously, how, you know, the last game, they were up in the beginning pretty big. Let's see. I mean, I have, like, some of the plays from back there. Like, Hurts threw for over 300, had four total touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean,
Mahomes had three touchdowns, but he did have, like, an ankle injury in the first half or something. And the Eagles were up, and then the Chiefs outscored them 24-11 in the second half.
Yeah.
It was also a controversial holding call, yeah, which I do forget.
But oh, I helped set up the field goal. It was on Juju.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do we not hate on it more?
I mean, I don't care.
but I'm kind of thinking, I'm thinking it's going to be a typical Chiefs field goal fashion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking, like, I could see, like, 31-28 or 31-27 Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
And then, I don't know who else are the favorites besides Mahomes for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I really don't. I mean, you can look it up. But, yeah, I'm kind of thinking it's nothing crazy going to happen. We've been here before. We've all seen this unfold before.
Yeah, looking at Super Bowl MVP on
Travis FanDuel, Kelce.
Xavier Worthy is the third highest odds for the Chiefs.
I mean, Chris Jones is low key.
George Karloftis, dude. Trent McDuffie at plus 30,000. That's good odds.
Wait, throw $1. How much does $1 win?
Probably like, I mean, 300.
Dude, just do it. Come on, what's $1 to you?
Maybe
I
will. See
Chris Jones. I mean, their line's pretty good, but. Chris Jones.
I mean, McDuffie, I think, would have to have 2 picks, and one of them would have to be a pick six.
Hey, that's possible.
Yeah, you can bet position of MVP. Quarterback is minus 170. Running back at 240.
Receiver, yeah, it's kind of hard to.
Defense is back.
Oh, they separate the defense.
Kicker? Dude, I would go kicker.
But yeah, I'm thinking to just do a Mahomes Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then maybe next year we'll get maybe like a Steelers Packers.
No. And the Steelers are playing in Ireland. It is confirmed. Which I'm very excited about that. It would be sick to be able to go cuz I think
he's Irish.
I think they are playing the Packers in that game as well.
But I heard there are actually Steelers fans out there.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
So if you showed up in a Packers kit, you may get heckled.
Maybe, probably, but that would be cool. So, yeah, that's all we got for our Super Bowl special. And we will hopefully be back next week. I know we have a bit of a bad tendency of once the Super Bowl happens, we're just gone.
I kind of forget.
I don't think we have ever posted an episode after the Super Bowl.
We can do a quick little check-in. I mean,
yeah, we
got
to do a little something, but... Yeah, season 3 of the Play Action Podcast is wrapping up, which is pretty crazy. So, yeah, thank you guys for sticking with us.
It was a fun football season.
Yeah. Fantasy. One game left, and then, yeah, we'll try and post one other episode, so stay tuned for that.
Hopefully this is not goodbye.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely not. We still got a year, maybe even after college. Who knows? We will see. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening, as always. Hope you have a very fun and safe Super Bowl. However you're going to watch it, we still don't even have plans. Yeah. So we'll get on that soon. But, all right, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Peace.
Peace.